Hey, yo, what's up, everybody? This is the Brand of Us Any Podcast Special Mother's Day Show. I'm the Javian.
And this is your girl, CIA.
Hey, that's right. You heard it first on our last episode. We were telling you that we give y'all something special for all the mothers out there. That you know, we appreciate you. And we much love y'all to all the mothers that was going through. So, hey, we doing this very special for this Mother's Day. And in our studio, and we have a phone call guest. We have our own mothers.
That's right. Our
here
own mothers.
On TBOU. You know, hey, Mom, how you doing?
Hi there, how are you?
Okay. And caller, mom number two.
Not mom number two, that's my mama.
Okay, well, that's your mama too, yeah.
Mom. Hey, Mom.
Hey, baby.
So, hey, don't go nowhere. We about to go ahead and play the first song, K. Michelle, Mother's Prayer. And you know what? Every mother's always continue praying for us because, you know, we need their blessings. So
that's right.
So when we get more back into the show, we're going to go ahead and talk to our moms.
And we're going to ask them some questions.
That's right. Here on TBOU, the Brand of Us.
Be
See, that was cute at the very end.
Yeah,
K. Michelle
and her son.
Mother's Prayer. Yeah.
We're going to keep it moving with Ed Sheeran, Supermarket Flowers.
I took the supermarket flowers from the windowsill. Threw the day old tea from the cup. Packed up the photo album Matthew had made. Memories of a life that's been loved. Took the get well soon cars and stuffed animals. Poured the old ginger beer down the sink. Dad always told me, don't you cry when you're down. But Mom, there's a tear every time that I blink. Oh, I'm in pieces, it's tearing me up. But I know a heart that's broke is a heart that's been loved. So I'll sing hallelujah. You are an angel in the shape of my mom. When I fell down, you'd be there holding me up. Spread your wings as you go. When God takes you back, he'll say, hallelujah, you're home. I fluffed the pillows, made the bed, stacked the chairs up. Folded your nightgowns neatly in a case. John said he'd drive, then put his hand on my cheek and wiped a tear from the side of my face. Now I hope that I see the world as you did, 'cause I know a life with love is a life that's been lived. So I'll sing hallelujah. You were an angel in the shape of my mom. When I fell down, you'd be there holding me up. Spread your wings as you go. When God takes you back, he'll say hallelujah, you're home. To see the person I have become. Spread your wings and I know that when God took you back, he said hallelujah, you're home.
Yeah, that was
Ed Sheeran with Supermarket Flowers.
That's right.
That was a nice song.
That is a beautiful song for this TBOU Mother's Day special. And I hope everybody out there enjoying their mothers on Mother's Day. And now we're going to play one more song and we're going to get to our moms, like we said, because, you know, our moms are funny. So, hey, you know, we're going to play Kim, A Mother's Love, here on TBOU, dedicated to our mothers.
Mm-hmm. in a mother's love. You will find everything, everything's all right. To a mother's love, you are bound. You can rest on sacred ground. In a mother's love, you are free to dream, because she sees what you can be. In a mother's love, you see the sun. Enough for two, but you are one. In a mother's love, you can feel when something hurts. You can heal. Yes, a mother's love is real. You grow because she knows to let you go. Mother's love, oh yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah.
That was Kim, A Mother's Love. Yeah, beautiful, that was song. Beautiful song. Now here we are back here in the studio, the Brand of Us Any podcast show with a special Mother's Day special. And with our moms here in the studio and one's on the phone call. Hey, first of all, I'd like to introduce my mother. My mother, her name is Mama. You want to introduce yourself since you're the host? Co-host?
She's not the host.
I know she's not the host. She's the guest, but Mama, you want to... A special guest.
Introduce your mom.
My mom, she means a lot to me. Sometimes she could be kind of a little aggravating, but I love my mom because I aggravated to her. I I'm a part of her. But anyway, my mom on this special day, I really love my mom, and she taught me a lot. She taught me a lot of wisdom and some good things, maybe sometimes some bad things. She's my protector, you know. She tell me some things that I may not want to hear. And sometimes she encouraged me to continue pushing towards my goals and my dreams. And my mother here, she's the guest. Her name is Frances Ruth Beckwith. That's right, y'all heard it first. Her name is Mrs. Beckwith. And we have another mother's on the air, TIA.
Yes, I'm going to introduce my mother. My mother is none other than Linda Diane Sherman Oliver. And my mom is, of course, everything to me. Hmm. I can go and talk to my mom about anything. My mom has always been there for me, and she's still here for me. I just thank God for my mom. And that's about it. But we do have some questions that we are going to ask our mothers. So I'm going to start it off.
You want to start off first, TIA?
Yeah, I'm going to start it off first.
Okay, on a special day, Mother's Day special.
Okay, Mom, tell everybody out there in Radio Land hello.
Yes, Moms.
Hey.
Okay.
Mom.
So my first question for you, Mom, is in what ways do you think I'm like you?
Mostly in looks. We look a whole lot alike.
Right.
That's our main alike thing.
Okay.
Same question, Mom. You know. In what ways do you think I'm like you? Now, I know you ain't shy.
Well, hello, everybody. First of all, I would like to say that I am proud of you as my firstborn and my only son. But the way that you are most like, that we are most like, is a lot of people say we look alike. And there's a little impatience in the both of us. We can get very impatient at times.
But go ahead, continue.
That's basically it. We are people person. You're like me a lot in that I love people.
So do I.
And I like to help people, and you share that also. I've noticed you are doing things now that I did when I was around your age, and I'm still trying to do, is to help people.
Okay, so we're going to move on to question number two. Mom, is there anything you have always wanted to tell me but never have?
Well, no. We've always been able to tell each other whatever, you know, we needed to say to each other. So, no, not really. I don't have anything. Or there's nothing that I can say that you don't know already. Because you know I love you. You know I'm here for you.
Right.
And basically that's it.
Okay.
Mom?
No, there's nothing.
Yeah.
That I have not told you. There are things that I may say to you you may disagree with or don't like. But I'm going to tell you what's on my mind, and you know that.
Yeah. Y'all hear that first on TBOU, y'all. Yes.
Mm-hmm. 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 That's true.
I hear you, Mrs. Oliver. Yes, that's true, too. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Mom, we're going to move on to the next question.
I have another question. What's the one thing you would have done differently as a mom? You, Mom.
I don't know what I have done differently as a mom.
Yes.
I'm trying to think. May have not spoiled you as much. I tried to give you everything that you
wanted.
That's
my go-to right there. Uh-huh.
And that's kind of hard to do sometimes, because as growing up, as children, you kind of take things for granted but knowing that you can always come to mom and she's there for you.
Amen. Yes.
So maybe that's one of the things that I shouldn't have done. I shouldn't have spoiled you.
Okay, same question for you, Mom.
Hold on. Listeners, don't believe that out there. Now, I work hard for the money.
No, we were talking about when you were younger, not now. Thank you. Mom, same question.
Same question.
Yeah, that was my same sentiment. I tell you, I did spoil you to you way too much.
Of course.
And, but.
Still is.
But you know why?
Well, true.
But you know why? Because I'm her only child.
This is my only baby. Only. My one and only. So, absolutely. I mean, that was my thing. I was always there for her, and I'm going to always be there. That's just the way it goes. And she's just going to be spoiled. Sorry.
Okay, we have another question. Do you think it's easier or harder to be a mother now than when you were raising our family?
I think it's harder now with the differences in opinions and everything just seem to be A-okay. I'm from the old school. I was raised with different values than some of the people are being raised now. We have a saying, do as I say, not do as I do. When mama look at you, she gives you that eye, that means you straighten up.
Yes, right.
Now the children, nowadays the parents seem to be bargaining with their kids. We didn't do that back in my day.
Sure.
That's right.
I was mom, and you knew I was mom.
That's why my behind's hurt. Yeah.
Right.
Same question for you, Mom.
Yes. I have the same sentiments. Because, I mean, it is harder today, I would say, to raise kids because there's so much more out there for them to get into. There is so much social media. They have access to everything. And they're seeing things that they shouldn't see. They're learning things earlier than we would have ever taught you all to some things. And so I'm from the old school as well. I raised you in the old school way. And so, it is a bit harder nowadays to raise kids because, they always got a question. Back then, when we were growing up, you didn't ask questions. You did what you were told. And now kids got 50 million questions when you tell them to do something. Mm-hmm. Well, why? Or what that? Or this, that, and the other. No. Right. Just do what I say.
Exactly.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So we're going to go to commercial break, and we'll be right back with more here on The Brand of Us, Mother's Day Special.
Hey, this is TBOU, Indie Podcast Radio, Mother's Day Special.
This is Ashanti with Mother.
Unconditional, with all my heart and all my soul.
Was Ashanti Mothers. And also, hey, we coming with a flip-flop for you, and it's a real dedicated flip-flop for all the mothers out there. So we're gonna come on, play this other songs, and we can get right back to the questions with our mothers.
Okay, the song coming up is The Perfect Fan by Blackstreet Boys.
You are listening to TBOU, the Brand of Us Indie Podcast Radio Mother's Day Special.
It takes a lot to know what is love. It's not the big things, but the little things that can mean enough. A lot of prayers to get me through. There is never a day that passes by I don't think of you. You are always there for me. Pushing me and guiding me, always to succeed. You show me when I was young just how to grow. everything that I should know.
You showed me
just how to walk without your hands. 'Cause mom, you always were the perfect fan.
Okay, hey, we're back here on the Brand of Us Any Podcast Radio Show Mother's Day Special. Mom, how you doing? Hello? Yeah. So, Mom, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you hear me, Mom?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, so, hey, we, now, the question is... Go ahead, TIA.
Okay, the next question is, what are one of your earliest memories of me?
The earliest memory of you was when I found out I was pregnant with you. I was scared to death. I said, oh my God, my daddy's going to kill me. I was in college, of course, at the time. Grown, of course, yes, but still, nevertheless, I was living at home and I was like, oh my Lord, my dad's gonna kill me. But he didn't kill me, as you can see, and helped raise the both of us, so brought us both through. So he was a pillar for us, I tell you.
Yes, he was. Love my granddaddy.
Mm-hmm. Same question, Mom.
My earliest memories of you? When the doctor came in the room and told me, you have a boy. I said, I do? And he said, yes, you have a son. I said, okay. Then they brought you in to me, and I looked at you, and I said, okay. You were a big one. 8 pounds, 14 and a half ounces. But that's my earliest memory of you when the nurses placed you in my arm.
Yeah.
June
27, 1971. Mom, we got to tell them about my birthday out there, Mom. Oh, have mercy. Well, go ahead, man. Next question.
The next question is, how have your notations of what it means to be a woman changed over your lifetime?
Well, as you get older, you get wiser. Because you live and you learn more about life. So just as you get older, life teaches you some things. And so you do learn. So I've just gained more knowledge over my years of being here on this earth.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, question. Mom?
I totally agree with Ms. Oliver. I totally agree with you. As you get older, you do learn more. And you can impart your wisdom and your knowledge on others and help them to grow.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay, I have a question. Who were your role models did you look up when you were young?
Well, I looked up to the ladies in my family, my grandmother, my mother, and my aunt.
Yeah.
Those three ladies raised me to be who I am today. And as I said earlier, being from the old school, when they tell you to do something, you did it. But they did it in love. We didn't ask the question why, or wonder why they want this or that done. We just simply did it.
Right.
Because we owe them that respect.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Same question, Mrs. Oliver.
My role models was my mom and my daddy. They were hardworking people. We live here in a small town here in Quincy, Florida. And that's where I was born and raised, of course, and I'm still here. And I, being raised here, my parents, we didn't have a whole lot, but I never remember being hungry. I never remember missing a meal. They always had food on the table. I mean, clothes on our backs. We stayed clean, our hair stayed done, our haircuts were done. My parents had several kids to raise, and we were all raised in a wonderful way. So I'm just thankful. And my parents were my role model. And I looked up to my mom most of all because she was always there for me. She was always there for us and
right.
taking us to church, and she raised us in the church, and
amen.
She
amen.
Was our amen. First yes. guide to God. So, you know, exactly we were just right. thankful, mm-hmm. thankful for her. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And granny.
Yes. What was the first year of motherhood like for you, Mom? What was your first year after you had me, your firstborn?
Interesting.
I'm still in your tumor sound.
Challenging. Being a new mother, and not only that, I moved to a different state. I was born and raised in Charleston, South Carolina, but at that time when you were born, I resided in Hampton, Virginia.
H-Town?
And not knowing that many people, not having that many friends, being away from home and family, becoming a mother for the first time, it was just me and your dad. We struggled. We had to learn how to become good parents. And it was challenging, but it was also rewarding. I enjoyed the role of being your mother, and I still do enjoy the role of being your mother.
I enjoy being your son. And
I thank God for the gift that he's given me to give birth to you and to your sister.
Same question for you, Mom. How was your first year as a mom with your baby girl?
It was a little scary at first, but I always had my mom right there with me to guide me, to show me what to do, how to do things, and how to be a woman. So I'm just thankful to God for my mother for being there for me. And she taught me to be the woman that I am today.
Okay.
Hey, mothers and listeners out there, we come right back. We're going to take a short commercial break. And we have two more questions for you, mother, on this Mother's Day special. And we'll be right back shortly. We're going to hit you with that flip-flop, a classic flip-flop to all the mothers out there. Y'all probably will know what I'm about to play. And also, we're going to have Mama's Hands with Queen Naja. And because
You Love Me, by Celine Dion.
Here on TBOU Mother's Day Special. Okay, hey, yo. We are back here on TBOU Any Podcast Radio Show Mother's Day Special. Okay, I promise y'all that we're going to do this flip-flop for you. And the flip-flop is, y'all would know what it is. It's to all the mothers in the world. And then we're going to come back with our mothers. And also, we're going to go ahead and ask them some more questions. After the flip-flop, also, we're going to have...
After the flip-flop, we will have Queen Naja with Mama's Hands, Celine Dion with Because You Love Me, and Meghan Trainor with Mom, and the ending song, the OJ's, I Always Love My Mama.
Here on The Brand of Us.
When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the streets. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, I'm scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. You always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Baby, don't you know we love you sweet.
Dear mama,
baby, place no one above you sweet.
You all appreciate it. Nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy, cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps you was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. You're trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Baby, don't you know we love you sweet.
And dear mama,
baby, place no one above you sweet.
all appreciate it. Pour out some liquor and I reminisce. Cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Baby, don't you know we love you, sweet
dear mama.
Place no one above you, sweet.
You all appreciate it.
Baby, don't you know we love you, sweet
and dear mama. Dear mama.
Yeah, that was the Flip Flop.
That's right, the Flip Flop with Tupac.
Dear Mama, one of the greatest songs of all. Yes, yes, yes.
So we're going to keep this thing right on rolling.
But T.I., I'd first of all give honor and respect and thank our mothers for sharing this special Mother's Day special here on the Brand of Us Any Podcast radio show. Thank you, Mom. Yes.
Thank you, Mommy. Yes.
You're welcome, boo.
Thank you. Thank you. So before we let y'all go, because I know y'all sick and tired of us, but we love y'all too. but hey, you know, we go ahead and TIA got two more questions for y'all, and we're going to let y'all go back to your daily lives.
Okay, Mom, what do you want or wish most for your kids? Not just me, but them grandbabies too.
Yes, yes, yes. What I want most for you all is to have your very own personal relationship with God.
Amen.
And I want you all to have all of your hopes and your dreams to come true. And just to be happy.
Right, right.
And prosperous. That's what I want for you.
Okay. Yeah. Same question.
Ditto. My sentiments exactly. First of all, put God in your life first. Everything else will be added.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay. Amen.
And the next and final question, Mom. What advice would you give to your younger self in your 20s, your 30s, or your 40s? You could pick either one.
Ooh, Lord.
Go ahead. What I would say, being who I am today, I would tell my younger self to always pray, read the Word of God, trust the Word of God, lean on the Word of God, and stay with God. That's it.
Amen. Okay.
Same question.
Same
mother. Mom Beckwith.
Mom Beckwith.
I'm trying to think.
20s, 30s, or 40s?
20s, 30s, or 40s. My 20s. I'd go back to my 20s. My biggest regret that I did not pursue the dream of becoming a pianist. Mm-hmm. I started taking piano lessons, and I never continued. I've always wanted to be a pianist, and I didn't pursue that dream. I regret that. Not being able to play a musical instrument of any kind, that's my biggest regret in life. Had I continued, I think I would have. I love singing, but I cannot play an instrument. And the piano was my goal, and I did not pursue that goal. If I could go back, I would continue my lessons. I know it's not too late now.
No, never's too late.
But I think I'll just keep on singing and leave the piano alone. But overall, I just thank God for the years that he has brought me and he's the things that he's done for me in my life. He blessed me on yesterday, he blessed me today, and he's going to bless me tomorrow. Amen. And I just thank him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Okay, mothers, but thank you for participating
with us here today on our show.
Yes.
You're welcome.
We really do appreciate you guys. Mm-hmm. We love you guys.
You're welcome, and we love you all as well.
And
yes, you're
you.
Welcome, and thank you all for the opportunity to share.
Amen.
And let me be the first to say I'm very proud of both of you.
Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, me too.
Continue the good work.
Thank me you. Too. Yes, very proud of you, both of you.
Y'all hit it first. This is the brand of us, Indie Podcast Radio Show, Mother's Day special for the first time. And we
very
have one,
first Mother's Day special.
Yes, and we have going to do something different. So, to all the listeners out there, remember, if you have a mother, and I know some of y'all even don't have a mother.
A lot of people have lost their mothers to this pandemic, as a matter of fact.
That's right. And, you know, there's women's out there. All women's out there are like mothers. Whether it's through the bad or thick or thin, anything. So, appreciate your mothers out there. Continue loving them because they the only one that keep us encouraging, motivating, pushing us forward. They will listen, whether we right or wrong.
That's
and
right.
Remember the wise word they always say, put God first.
Right. Amen.
Because in the Bible always say, bless the child that has his own, but also
right.
Honor that mother and father.
That's right.
And yes, we will be coming doing a Father's Day special in June here on the Brand of Us Indie Podcast Radio Show. And we're going to go ahead and leave you with these two songs. Matter of fact, we about to end the show with I Always Love My Mama with the OJs. I'm the Javian.
And this is TIA.
Here on the Brand of Us Indie Podcast Radio Show. Love you, Mama.
Love you too, Mom.
Love you too, baby.
Love you both.
Man, was we crazy? Yeah, man. Give me back the other fellas, little Sonny.
And drinking that wine. Remember the schoolyard days?
Yeah. We had to take you home, man. You were out of it,
oh,
man.
Oh, better, better day. Lord have mercy.
Hey, but listen.
Yeah.
Remember when we used to run around there? Steal the hubcaps off the car.
What you talking about? His batteries?
We lucky we ain't get busted, man.
Listen.
Then I say, here comes the fuzz.
Hey, Bird, what corner was you coming today?
The Tenderloin.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
But dig this here.
Yeah.
Now, see, when all that gang war was going on, I'll tell you one thing I never forget.
And what's that?
See, when I got home, first thing I would hear is,
what?
Bill!
Yeah.
Where you been, boy?
Yeah, that's it.
I say, I was out with Sonny Bird and Lil Sonny.
Putting it all on us.
I had to put it on somebody.
Hey, Bill, what your mama say?
She say, boy, now I'm gonna tell you.
What?
You know you getting big now.
Yeah.
You gotta watch the things that you doing out in that street.
Right. And you go to jail.
Right. And I'm gonna tell you something, man. Mama wasn't wrong.
No.
But what about Pop? Oh, we ain't talking about Pop.
No, man. Pop, well, he was all right.
Pop was hanging out, you know.
Yeah, hanging out. I think Pop was drinking more wine than we used to. I know my pop did.
Yeah.
Pop hung right on with you, boy.
Yeah. Stay out all night. Come on, clothes all wrinkled up. Lip balls all on them.
Hey, Sonny. I remember your mommy cooked them good home-cooked mixes, baby.
Mr. Green? Oh, man.
Boy, your mama sure